Proclamation number 4936, dated the July 16th, 1950. Strength of faith of a living but wrong belief. Only a few people follow the right and true faith, hence the faith which utterly corresponds to the truth. But I also respect the faith of those who are not instructed in the truth, who also have a living faith in what they are taught, who therefore, for love of me and their neighbor, gained a living faith to which they hold fast for fear that they might sin. They trust in me and are convinced that I will grant their prayer, and I do not disappoint such faith, which goes to show that even wrong believers can receive remarkable help by virtue of their faith. But then it should not be assumed that what they believe is true. Instead, merely the strength of a living faith can be recognized through it. Nevertheless, I also try to convey the pure truth to them, for one day they will have to accept it in order to become blessed, if not on earth, then in the beyond. Yet it will be far more difficult to get through to them with the truth, because wrong teachings are too deep-rooted in them, and time after time my adversary tries to combine new misguided teachings with the truth, and the more blindly people believe, that is, if they don't acute accent think about the spiritual knowledge they are given, the easier it will be for him. Love, however, is the decisive factor, for love illuminates the spirit. In a loving person, reservations will arise by themselves and the correctness of what is presented as truth will be doubted. This is why a loving person is often discerning and can detach himself sooner than others from wrong doctrines, for his faith becomes so alive through love that he sees in me the most loving and powerful being to whom nothing is impossible, which also gives rise to profound faith in the miraculous power of certain things, which I will not disappoint. Even if he diverts from the truth, no doctrine can ever meet my approval which leads people astray. Everything is certainly possible to me, yet only a person acute accent s childlike love and unlimited trust in my help motivates me to grant it to him. For I have given you humans the promise that I will not disappoint a firm faith, that I will give you whatever you request, if you pray in spirit and in truth. And a firm and indisputable faith also guarantees a prayer in spirit and in truth. Amen.